from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Roy Wood Jr., comedian and lifelong Cubs fan, is going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Roy Wood Jr.
Let me redeem my terrible first pitch. Sing it loud, Chicago.
Stand-up comedian.
Somebody named Jack want to be called Jill. You can't do that. Meanwhile, half your favorite entertainers been performing under a fake name. You had no problems with that.
As seen on The Daily Show.
You quit this awesome job at The Daily Show.
Okay.
You don't see it that way.
No,
it is an awesome job, but you have to look at what do you want for yourself next.
Host of the 2023 White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Roy's a great guy. I'm going to be fine with your jokes, but I'm not sure about Dark Brandon.
Don't give it up for Dark Brandon. Happy to be here. Oh, real quick, Mr. President, I think you left some of your classified documents up here. You can get them.
Roy Wood Jr.
Tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs.
Well, I've got news for you.
Roy Wood Jr. is a delightful man. We worked together on the podcast, The Run, about the Cubs 2016 World Series run. And since then, I have done my part to maintain an extremely one-sided relationship.
Friendship takes effort, Speaks.
Well, you know.
And you've been putting it in, Papa.
I reach out. I ask Roy to come on. He says yes. And then he never asks anything of me. And so far, that's the way it's worked out. It's going very, very well. Roy Wood Jr. joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You know, I would go on with you for something, Roy, if you need it. You just don't seem to need it very often. Hello and good afternoon.
Well, you know what, man? I always need your love and adulation. So... That is why I call.
Yeah, that you have. And someday you're going to call me when you need help moving or something. Like I'm just or getting picked up at the airport, and I'm going to have to
Airport's
say.
Airport's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to I'm gonna
How
have
How you
to,
doing up there? How you doing? How you handling all the roadblocks up there?
I was unable
Everybody loves democracy till you're waiting on an elected official to go through a red light. Then you're kind of like, maybe we should impeach him.
Joe Biden can't take a helicopter. Why is he in the streets?
Put him on the blue line.
You're right. My local McDonald's was 5 blocks more difficult to get to because of the DNC. So is traffic annoyance a reasonable factor on which to base my political allegiance, do you think, Roy?
I think if a candidate ran on, I'll never hold you up in traffic. Because here's the thing, traffic makes you change your mind on anything. Like, I've been in the traffic of protests I support, and then I'm like, you know what? No. Now that I'm in traffic, no, I don't agree anymore. Now, when I'm on foot, I'm with you. That's like every protest should have an ally lane for people like me to just swerve. I gave money. I've been retweeting your links. Let me get through.
You show a little card when you're walking through, Roy. You're just like, here's my donation slip. Let me go.
The cars around me, they haven't done the work. I have.
Oh, the ally lane. Roy Wood Jr.'s new special is coming eventually to Hulu. Congrats on that. We saw you when you came through town And it was absolutely outstanding at the Athenaeum. We all learned how to say it, and then we went to see you there, and it was great, man. So how's the ramp up going for that? Because it seemed pretty polished when we saw you, but maybe you got even more polished.
You know, comedy, you're always refining words, and stuff changes. Last time I saw you, Biden was still the candidate, so you got to go and change a couple jokes because of that, and then... You know, it'll be fun. We tape in a couple of weeks in DC, and then after that, it's up to Hulu on which way they want to like go in terms of when to put it out. But I'm happy with the material, so you know, once it's done, I get to retire all of those jokes and sit on my couch and enjoy a Little Caesar's pizza with a 2 liter of A&W cream soda.
We were just talking about this, Roy.
4 years off my life.
We just had a long pre-show talk about cream soda.
We were talking about how, you know, I like clear cream soda, Roy. And, you know, A&W is like a little on the light brown side. And they have like some blue ones, some pink ones.
That sounds racist.
It's not my jam.
It sounds racist to me.
No. When you say it sounds racist, that's when it becomes racist.
You're like oddly Aryan about cream soda. I don't like
it. It's just a little bit clearer. You want it that way. But talk to me about this Hulu special a little bit more. I mean, obviously... You know, when you're getting up there, putting something like that together, as you mentioned, you're working on some different stuff. But ultimately, you and that crowd, and you know it's game day. You've been working on things for a while. What's the difference between, you know, that night where you know that's going to be the one that's filmed as opposed to, you know, everything else while you're leading up to it?
The weird thing about jokes is that you can start a joke in one place, and then 3 months later, people are laughing at different parts of it. So it's hard to like truly figure out everything. It's almost like if we're going to like use football as an analogy, as we're getting back into the swing of things. It's like, was it the Niners with Steve Mariucci where they had, and I'm sure other programs do this, but I just know with the Niners, they had 30 plays they run, no matter their down and distance. And then that informed the rest of the game in terms of their play calling. So you start out with, this is the joke I'm doing no matter what, and I'm going to do it, and we'll see if people like it. And then as they adjust to it, well, how does this joke work after this joke, but before this joke, but ahead of this joke? So it's almost like sequencing your pitches in a way to set the audience up and trying to hide punchlines and segue everything. So once you get all of that down, then, you know, I feel like it, at some point it's pencils down. This is the joke. Either you laugh or you don't. It's too late. Hulu gave me my money? And you go on about your business. I'm not going to be up there completely unprepared, but you definitely, you know, I've tried these jokes in a lot of weird places. I don't know if y'all noticed on my tour schedule, but as is customary, before I tape a special, the week before, I perform in Peoria, Illinois, and Atlanta, Georgia. And it's been that way for all four specials because I feel like that is quintessentially my audience.
Really?
That is, if those two groups get it, I'm good.
Is that true? Is that true?
You give me middle to lower income.
Peoria.
Yeah. And you give me black person that at least finished a couple of years of college.
Yeah, Atlanta. Yeah. You're running the gamut now. I get it. I'm here
you
with you.
You don't even need to have graduated. Just give me that, bro.
You could have just went to Carbondale, but yeah, Peoria, yeah. And then Atlanta.
So are you checking resumes of people on the way in? Like, you don't want graduates. You just want people who went.
Peoria, you know what's there. You all had sex with some woman down in Peoria. It was weird. It was weird, but you did it because you were young and you were in a drought. So you made the drive and you did it. So you know what it's like. And this club is an institution, the Jukebox in Peoria.
Wow.
It's next door. Well, it closed now, but it's next door to a strip club and across the street from a dirt bike track.
Sounds right.
That's a weekend. That's a weekend right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, I love that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
So Peoria and Atlanta, then you know you're good. That's my theory on pizza, is every pizza I want to get, I want to try it. If it's a new pizza place, sausage and onion. I feel like I learn a lot about the pizza place. Do they care or not? What kind of, how do they cut the onions? Do they make their own sausage? Is it like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I can learn a lot about the love or not by having those ingredients. It kind of fits your Peoria in Atlanta.
When are we going to have a discussion about pizza places who put the cheese, who put the toppings on top of the cheese?
Yes.
Knowing that this, the cheese is a bonding agent to help hold the topping in place, thus ensuring a better plate to mouth transfer. Mm. Like, the level of science, the lack of science that goes into some of these pizza morons. These are people who pay lots of money. They just haven't done the work, bro.
Yeah,
they haven't done the work quite like you. I don't mind. I mean, I'm trying to think. But with your new show, you've done a ton of work. Have I Got News For You on CNN?
Oh, dude, let's tell people about this. Have I Got News For You is an American version of the BBC comedy series, and Michael Ian Black is a funny man. Amber Ruffin is a funny woman. They're serving as the team captains. Starts on CNN at September 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Chicago time. What is your role on this show, Roy Wood Jr.?
Think of this show as a game show with no scoreboard and no scorekeeping. That's all it is. It's a news quiz show. Hell, Around the Horn is more organized than we're going to be. In terms of caring about who wins. But it's essentially, if you think of it in a little bit more of a more formal sit-down version, the way Around the Horn bats around all the stories that you've seen in sports for the day, some serious, some lighter, we're going to do the same thing with news and not just politics. And, you know, CNN is a weird place to do a show like this, but it in an odd way, it feels like the right place because we know the viewers there at least know what the hell happened this week because you're watching, you're choosing CNN on a Saturday night. So you definitely want to be informed. So it's I'm the host, man. And it's Amber and Michael Ian Black. We pair them with a couple of celebs who come in every week.
Wow.
And we just talk about the news. We talk trash about it. We throw jokes about it. We're not getting caught up in like I put it this way. If we were on the air this week, the story would not be Obama's speech or Michelle's speech. It would be Chuck Schumer coming out on stage and literally making a raise the roof motion as if he had two edibles. Like, Chuck Schumer, he came out on stage last night like when you see your buddy getting high, you're like, oh no, we forgot to tell him the brownies had weed in them. And it's too late. He just went on stage.
He's high. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It hit him.
God.
That's the pocket we're trying to live in. Okay. So, you know, CNN, there's enough doom and gloom that they have to sit in that we're just going to come in and just be the crazy town show that just, you know, makes fun of everything that's happened during the week.
Right.
That's
Can we know who's going to be the first two celebrities on the first show?
They haven't booked them yet. I think a lot of it's going to come down to whoever has some movie, some C-minus movie to come promote.
On a Saturday.
Yeah. But when you think about the British version, though, bro, the British version has been on for 30 years.
Wow.
So it's not, we're not bringing in something that, well, maybe we don't know. And the other thing that made the British version cool is that elected officials will come and be on the show. So I just think we have to find the officials that are fun and lighthearted and want to be roasted and can roast and can talk about the news and feel comfortable about it. Like Lori Lightfoot would have been a good – why y'all ran her off? Y'all should have given her one more term.
No.
Yes, one more term.
Why?
Now I could say come on the show and she would be like, I absolutely would. That is affirmative.
Oh, man. I, you know what I loved last night was
I feel like I just gave y'all a kidney stone by just saying the word Lori Lightfoot.
No, you're good.
groaning like you're passing a turd sideways. I apologize.
You're good. You're good.
Say Brandon Johnson and see what happens. See how people twist and turn with that one too.
Hey man, you deal with big and important things, Roy. You deal with important things, and I mean you're going to be mocking some of the most important news in this country, and you got to pay attention. How do the Cubs fit into your information diet? Like what role do they play in your diet of information, sir?
It's interesting, man. Like, really, you know what I really stock up on, or this is going to sound weird? I stockpile episodes of Cubs pregame. Shout out to Cole Wright, my man Cliff Floyd. I know Glanville's on there sometimes as well.
Yeah.
And I watch those, you know, because like, what I miss, like baseball, that we don't have the This Week in Baseball. Was it Mel Allen? Who was the
Yes.
It's like you don't really have that for the Cubs anymore. And like, I feel like what they do in the studio is enough to give me just a taste of what's happening on the farm and a little bit about what, you know, this thing happened, that thing happened. Oh, Big Ben's going to come out of the bullpen this time. Oh, we're going to start him again. He's back in a rotate. Like that type of stuff. So, you know, it's hard to talk Cubs baseball with somebody who also likes politics, because most people like politics and know sports. All they know is Aaron Judge, and half of those people confuse him for Jeter. So
that's great. Roy.
Can't even call him racist. I get it. It's the skin tone thing.
Wait, I've been trying to convince Spiegs all show long, Roy, that the Cubs still have a viable chance to make the playoffs. He refuses to be convinced. What are your thoughts on the chances to make it?
We're late in August, man. Now, I'll say this, never forget, we blew a guaranteed playoff run last year in September. What did we lose, Steve? Was it like 10 of 12?
Yeah, but it was like 91% playoff odds in the beginning of September. So that means, to your point, if they're 9% playoff odds, they could just flip that script.
Yeah, we could just pull a reverse Arizona Diamondbacks, because that's who ended up walking us down.
Yep.
And getting that seventh seed and then going all the way, you know, to the World Series. So we could do the same thing. I don't want to count anybody out. I'm sure counsel's still listening in the car, so I don't want to call back in and bash me or something. But It's not so much what the Cubs are doing or aren't doing, but it's just the Brewers are just, they're just good this year. They're just good. Yeah. And we would need to win like 10 of 15 to like really be in a comfortable place. Yeah. And then at that point, your reward is the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Right, exactly. It's ridiculous. You got room for Caleb and the Bears? This town is buzzing. A Caleb and Poles ticket would win big in this town.
I feel like the city of Chicago, you guys, every year you find one thing to cling all your hopes to, and then things just fall apart for a while. And it was Obama, then it was Kanye, then it was the Cubs. There's always something, you know, good for Caleb, but if he doesn't perform right away, and if Justin Fields starts balling, y'all are going to get mad, like when your ex-girlfriend lost 20 pounds and now she's with a dude that looks better than you. Caleb, at minimum, has to do better than Justin Fields for you all to feel comfortable.
I think he will,
so far,
Roy.
So good.
I think he will.
I'm not saying he won't, but this whole he's got to learn the system and he needs time. There's more impatience than ever. The NFL is the only place where there's an unrealistic level of learning curve for what y'all claim is the most toughest position in sports, is professional quarterback. Now do it right now, immediately, boy. I know you was in college last year eating a cheesy gordita crunch, but you're in the big time now. So y'all got to give him some grace. I hope that he does well. I think he looks good from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But the idea that, yeah, I think we're a 12-5 team that could take on the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
Let's hope.
I feel like the Lions in the North.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't say that, but I do.
Yeah, most people do. I just, You know, I hope he doesn't go the way of Kanye. You scared me on that one. You scared me that's where we're going to be looking. Roy Wood Jr., you're the best, man. Thank you for the time, and I'll be ready for that airport call at any point. Ooh. I will leave and get going.
All right, y'all. Take it easy.
Thank you. It's Roy Wood Jr. right there with Spiegs and Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score. I like the idea of a cheesy gordita crunch. Adam Hoge from CHGO at the top of the hour right here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.